Here's a fruit for the crows to pluck.
The opening salvo for American social justice. I'm Hollis Monroe with Soundtrack to the Struggle. Early 1939. The lights go down at New York's Cafe Society. The waiters hush the drinking audience. A single small spotlight shines on her face, and Billie Holiday begins to sing. Southern trees bear strange fruit, blood on the leaves, blood at the root. The song ends, and the spotlight goes out. Billie leaves the stage. The room is silent, until one patron, then another, then finally the entire room begins to applaud. They rise for a standing ovation, but Billie doesn't return for encores or bows. Billie would repeat this performance many times in her last two decades, albeit only in clubs that would tolerate such a song. As with all forms of protest, Strange Fruit met with resistance. Columbia Records refused to record it, so she went to an independent label. It took months for radio stations to muster the courage to play it. But Strange Fruit eventually grew to become more than an anthem on the horrors of torture and lynching in Jim Crow America. Leonard Feather hailed it as the first significant protest in words and music, the first unmuted cry against racism. Judge Turkle proclaimed it a declaration of war, the beginning of the civil rights movement. First sung 16 years before Rosa Parks refused to yield her seat on a Montgomery, Alabama bus. And, as one Southern civil rights worker stated, if Billie Holiday didn't light the fuse, she unquestionably fed the flame. Here's Billie Holiday performing Strange Fruit.
Southern trees bear strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck. Here's a strange and bitter cry.
Soundtrack to the Struggle is written by Ron Atkins and Hollis Monroe. Executive producers George Dorman and Dennis Green. Visit soundtracktothestruggle.org for our program archive. Join me next time for another story of how music and musicians helped fight for racial equality on Soundtrack to the Struggle, a production of KCCK-FM, Iowa's Jazz Station.